In 1924, he held reasonably fair elections, and the fascists won by a landslide. Among his achievements in the 1920s were the passage of women's suffrage, which the New York Times hailed as a nod to the pressure of American feminists, a concordat with the Vatican, and the revitalization of the Italian economy. The settlement of the long-simmering schism between Italy and the Pope was a monumental accomplishment in terms of Italy's domestic policies. Mussolini succeeded where so many others had failed. We will deal with many of the ideological issues and policies swirling around Italian fascism in subsequent chapters, but there are some points that are worth stating here. First, Mussolini successfully cast himself as the leader of the future. Indeed, he was brought to power in part by an artistic movement called Futurism. Throughout the 1920s, even if he implemented some policies that Western intellectuals disliked, anti-press laws, for example, his method of governing was regarded as quintessentially modern. At a time when many young intellectuals were rejecting the dogma of classical liberalism, Mussolini seemed a leader at the forefront of the movement to reject old ways of thinking. This was the dawn of the fascist century, after all. It was no coincidence that fascism was the first politically successful, self-styled modern youth movement and was widely recognized as such. Yesterday's Italy is not recognizable in today's Italy, Mussolini declared in 1926. The whole nation is 20 years old, and as such, it has the courage, the spirit, the intrepidity. No leader in the world was more associated with the cult of technology, particularly aviation, than Mussolini in the 1920s. By the 1930s, world leaders were trying to fit into Mussolini's mold as a modern statesman. Part of Mussolini's reputation as a new kind of leader stemmed from his embrace of modern ideas, among them American pragmatism. He claimed in many interviews that William James was one of the three or four most influential philosophers in his life. He surely said this to impress American audiences, but Mussolini really was an admirer of James, and the James influenced Sorel, who believed that pragmatism justified and explained his governing philosophy and governed in a pragmatic fashion. He was indeed the prophet of the pragmatic era in politics, as a 1926 article in the Political Science Quarterly and subsequent book dubbed him. If at times he would adopt, say, free market policies, as he did to some extent in the early 1920s, that didn't make him a capitalist. Mussolini never conceded the absolute authority of the state to dictate the course of the economy. By the early 1930s, he had found it necessary to start putting fascist ideology down on paper. Before then, it was much more ad hoc.